Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Even though fall is still officially about a month away, there are dead leaves piling up on the ground and a nip in the air some mornings, so my mind is already thinking about the wet season. And like many folks, I have a long list of things that I need to get done before the rain starts, like stacking firewood and, you know, finishing up projects around the outside of my house. And I don't think I've ever finished everything before the rain starts, so I'm often having to prioritize where I spend my time. I figured I'd share some of the perspective on how I do that, especially with a focus on home prep. And here's the thing about this area. We get a lot of rain, and we have a lot of homes constructed of wood, and that combination can spell trouble if specific conditions happen. What I'm talking about is when water gets trapped within the wood structure of a home. In fact, many of the new construction materials, such as house wraps, have evolved to address this issue of water getting trapped inside the wall of your home. They basically work like a Gore-Tex jacket and allow your home to breathe out the moisture that might get trapped. In the old days, however, once a home was framed up and the inner sheathing was installed, tar paper was put up before the final siding was installed. And now tar paper is super waterproof, so it's great at keeping water out. But if water does get behind the tar paper, say through a leaky window frame, then the tar paper is just as good at keeping water inside the wall of your home. And there are two really bad things that can happen to wood in the walls of your home if it stays wet for a long time. It can rot, which basically means it's being eaten by a fungus, or it can become food for two different kinds of termites, damp wood termites and subterranean termites. Both of these home eaters can only survive in wood that is wet. And if you've ever seen little winged bugs flying around your home in the late summer and early fall, those are likely damp wood termites that are looking for a little crack in your paint that will allow them to get access to damp wood. And if there's enough moisture trapped in the wall, then they can establish a colony and do a shocking amount of damage. So it's really important to keep water from getting inside your walls. And you might find this surprising, but one of the key things you can do is to ensure that you have properly functioning gutters. This is because the roof of your home collects a lot of water that can all shower down the side of your house, either by the wind blowing it onto the side of the house or a malfunctioning gutter that collects the water but then doesn't route it to the ground, but instead focuses it onto the side of your home. So for me, the highest priority at this time of year is to make sure gutters are clean and working properly. I'll cover some more tips on how to keep your walls of your home free of dampness and moisture next time. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.